Internet.
Blog Talk Radio.
And so if you looked at her background, you'd understand how it all comes together. You'd understand that whether you're looking at healing methods or certifications and, you know, physical things like Qigong or massage or cranial sacral or yoga, you understand that it all comes together as a master instructor. A master instructor in diamond meditation and, are you ready for it, diamond dowsing. And that is what happens when you want to move things around, when you want to shift things around, when there are things that are going on that perhaps you cannot see, but you can feel. And that, I'm really excited to be doing this show. This is like our debut thing, right?
It is. I'm so excited to be here, Dr. Beth. Thank you.
Yeah. I want to ask you the question that I ask a lot of people, because today's show is to talk about, you know, the deeply important work that you're doing. You and I have talked, you know, several times about how important our environments are. As a matter of fact, Jessica and myself and Linda this morning were talking about how we want to rearrange our production room, right? What can we do to take what we have? Because we want to create a nicer workspace, you know, something that feels energetically strong. And, you know, what I realized is probably wouldn't have thought to do that had I not been talking to you for a couple of weeks. And today it's asking about the energy of it. And I have to ask you this. All of the things you've done, all your certifications, how go from overcoming obstacles, challenges in your life, how did you move beyond them to step into your life purpose?
That is a great question. And,
thought I'd start out easy.
let's start out easy. Sure, why not? The simple answer to that is one step at a time. Mm. When I started, and the big transformation started happening for me when I met Marie Diamond. And this was in 2002, so 20 years ago, and it opened doors for me, and it opened me to possibilities, to tools, to information that really helped me understand my experience in my life, and it really helped me move forward on my soul path, my soul journey. So having the tools, I always feel, is really important. When I first took her, the first class I took from Marie Diamond was her Inner Diamond class, and it gave me a map, a soul map, of where my soul is going, my soul purpose, and the tools to get there. And from there, I just followed my intuition, followed it step by step. So there was a complete unfolding over the last 20 years, and it's still continuing to unfold as I'm continuing to use these tools.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, you know, you and I talked about, and I became acutely aware that we have to make some changes, is that we went through a period over the past, I don't know, do we want to say 24 months, but I think 24 months was 6 months ago, so it's even longer. But we went through a period where we had to make adjustments in our environment, especially those of us that went into studios like Benny, like us, right, that we had live production space we had to be in. But in order to accommodate that, we did some very oddball things with space. And now, it's not that we don't have to still be mindful, but we don't have to be as extreme. And in talking with you, I think the last time, it got me to think, wait a minute, what's changed on the inside for me that wants me to change on the outside? Or do I have it wrong? Is it the egg that came before the chicken? You understand where I'm coming from, because it's all interconnected, isn't it?
It is. And what I look at, I teach two programs, more than that, but two basic foundational programs. One really works with the energy in your outer environment, and one works with transforming the energy in your inner environment. So it's the inner diamond, the diamond dowsing. To me, it doesn't matter where you start. What are you drawn to? One will change the other. But what I'm looking at right now, and with so many people spending so much time in their homes right now, and we're coming out of it, obviously, but we still have a lot of time in our homes. A lot of people are now working remotely. To really understand the energy of our homes and how it affects us, to me, it's a piece of the law of attraction that a lot of people are beginning to understand. They're moving into this awareness that the energy of a space affects them either positively or negatively, and we can shift that. We need our spaces to support us positively, energetically.
Yeah. And boy, I can only imagine what it's like a day in the life of Annette. And what I mean by that is I thought about this, and I thought about the work you do and how what happens is it's almost as if you're watching. I love to watch spiders build a web. It's one of my favorite things to do in the Pacific Northwest because it is so full of dew in the morning. It's so wet. And you see this spider just methodically, right? Especially even at night when they start, you know, you see them doing this beautiful weaving and you just watch and you ask yourself the question, how do they know to do that perfectly? How do they know that what they've created for those of us watching, that we're in awe of the spatial relationships, the sacred geometry of it? And a lot of times we just don't have time to look at our space like that. We get up, we go in the kitchen, but there's something about the energy of it that we have to understand. Because let me ask you this, doesn't what we're in either energetically support us or energetically deplete us? I'm sure there are ranges.
Yes. And there are places in your house that can energetically support you. So there's positive places in your house. So I always tell people, pay attention to how you feel in your space of your entire house. So there's something called a positive vortex, a wonderful uplifting energy in some people's homes. And when people walk into those spaces, it's like, oh, I love to be here. And people that come into your home, they kind of are drawn into that space. And it's like they're loving that. And then there's other areas in your home that are created, they're affected, I would say, by stress lines. There's a negative vortex. And those are places that we avoid.
Mm.
So I don't know how many times I've gone into people's homes. And I'm a dowser, right? So I go in and I clear the energy of their spaces. And they'll say to me, well, I want you to come in and douse my home, but do you really have to go into that room?
Oh.
And I'm going, what's going on with that room? And basically what they've done is they've filled it with junk. They pile all of their stuff in there. They've closed the door, and they've ignored that room. Like, it doesn't exist. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to see it, touch it, feel it. And every time they do go in to start cleaning it up or decluttering, within 10 or 15 minutes, they're tired, they get a headache, and they leave the room and shut the door again.
Yeah.
And so I always tell them, it's like, that's the room I need to get into. That's what I want people to live in their entire space. So they feel good in whatever room they go into. And that's what we do with diamond dowsing.
Mm. You know, one of the things that we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about the power of shifting this. You know, there's a power when it comes to energy and the work you do especially that's about transmutation. It's also more connected than that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about can the energy in our environments truly, truly support us? And what is the range of that? What is Annette going to take us through, talk us through, walk us through? And what we're talking about is you just heard the extreme. You can go in every room of the house but that one, and I could probably see the expression on Annette's face. It's like, I got to get in that room. But we all have space like that, that even if we don't vocally say it, we don't go in the room or we don't take that action. Last thing I want you to think about, do you feel like you're just a bit helpless to your work environment? Do you feel like maybe it's work, may not be much I can do? When we come back, that and more. Annette, before we go to break, let's have people go to your website so they can find out more about you, okay? How do they do that?
Yes, go to AnnetteRugolo.com. So it's Annette, R-U-G-O-L-O. And there is a page on the website called Enlightened Environments that you can go to and find out all of the offerings that I have.
I love it. When we come back, by the end of today's show, you will have a sense of that place in your world. I don't care if it's your car, whatever it is, but you'll have a sense of that place in your world that when you think about it, you're like, I don't want to think about it. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Just okay. Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belf on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dream and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm so thrilled to be introducing you to Annette. This is one of several shows, several topics we'll be taking on. You know, what we're talking about here today and what she does so beautifully and so powerfully. I mean, this is something to think about, really, at least I've been thinking about it, is when you're enlightened and you have enlightened environments, think about those two words, enlightened environments. What does that mean? You know, that's what Annette's going to talk about. But it's how to have enlightened environments both on the inside and out. And the question today that she's taken on in her fabulous show is your environment supporting you or depleting you? Now, Annette, before we dig into that and question about energy supporting us, how do people find out about you? Tell us a little bit about the work you do with others to help them change things up.
All right. So I have a website. It's an awesome website. You have lots of information on there, AnnetteRigolo.com. And go to Enlightened Environments. There's a tab that will take you to lots of classes. There's some free ebooks, free meditations. I have some free intro evenings coming up that talk about the inner diamond and the dowsing. So all of that's on my website right now. So I'm always excited about presenting this wonderful information to others. So this is a really wonderful way to find out more about what I do.
Awesome. Take on that question. Let's take on the question of how energy in our environment supports us. How does that operate?
So the one thing I always like to share with people is we have an understanding that there are places on this planet that we go to that we're just drawn to, we're attracted to it, and we feel vibrant, uplifted, inspired in these places. So in the United States, we have Sedona, huge positive energy. There's Avebury, Stonehenge, Machu Picchu. We go to mountaintops, and we're drawn to these places. And while we're in those places, we feel this wonderful, expansive energy. And I have talked to so many people over my years of dowsing that they'll go on vacation to these places, to beaches, to all of these wonderful spaces. And then they come home, and all of this expansion that they felt, all of a sudden it's like, it closes off.
Wow.
And it's like, what happened to my wonderful, inspired energy? All this expansion and the light I connected with. Well, what's happened is because humanity, because there are so many souls on this planet right now that are moving into a higher vibration and expanded way of being, there's always been souls on this planet that have traveled to these places, temples, ashrams, different places where they've spent their life in this high vibrational energy. Well, we can't do that anymore. there's so many of us reaching these higher vibrations. We're going into enlightenment on this planet and ascension. So we need, instead of going to these places and just having a short experience with it, we need our homes to support us energetically. We can create this high vibe space in our homes by finding and curing, transforming all of the energy that is creating a low vibration in our home.
Wow. And you know, it sounds like there it is and we can pinpoint it, but a lot of times we can't. I know that, I don't know if this has happened to you, but I know that I'm perfectly okay. I'll be in my home, but somebody else will walk in and they'll sense something because I've become so unaware of it and become of the impact of it. You know, do we turn on almost like a numbing device to really detach from it, especially if the energy is a downer?
Yes, absolutely. And I've seen this so many times. So think about, we didn't have a lot of this information and tools 50 years ago, 60 mm-hmm. years ago. So we grow up in this environment, and because we couldn't deal with it, we couldn't change it, we just, we numb it out, we close the door. So it's like we can't feel it. Mm-hmm. And it's not like it's not affecting us, but we kind of lower the volume, kind of shut the door on it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're carrying that energy in our field. We've absorbed it. And as we go through life, it's called the law of attraction at the environmental level. Because we're used to being in that energy, we keep attracting homes or spaces that match the vibration of that energy.
Wow.
All right? Until somebody comes in and says, oh, there's something wrong in this space. Do you feel this? Right? And it's like, let me wake up again and let me start, you know, being aware of this energy. But it's like that's the only way we can deal with it until we don't.
And let me ask you this other question, too. Are people, after they have a sense of, I can feel it, like the example I gave you with our studio, right? You know, we know we're in a little transition phase because of, you know, what we're building at the end of this year. But it doesn't mean, even if you're in transition, that you have to settle for your environment. You can make some changes. It's daunting for some people, isn't it? Because they think, oh, I got to change like everything. But that's actually not true, is it? Or maybe it is. I don't know.
So one of the things I want to actually address here, Dr. Pat, is there is physical changes. So there is feng shui, right, where there's the movement of energy. It works with the elements. It works more with the physical space. When we talk about dowsing, I call it foundational. It goes beyond that, really shifting the energy of a space. And what I've seen over the years, for instance, I'm recently working with a young couple that has built a house. They're building a new house. So they had their home doused before, so they really understand the impact of dousing, what it does. So they had me douse the land, clearing all the negative stress lines. So what's happened, and I just saw them about a month ago, because their space has been doused, everything with the building of that house has gone smoothly. It's been effortless. It's gone ahead of schedule, even with slow supply chains, even with everything going on. They have a neighbor two houses down that had started building their house 2 years ago, and they're still waiting for things, okay? So before we actually even go into changing the physical aspects of the space,
yeah,
I feel it's even more important to start raising the vibration of the house. And then what happens, and maybe we can talk about this later, is the brain waves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have brain waves, our homes have brain waves, and because our homes are so much bigger, the brain wave of our home affects our own brain waves.
Mm.
So it allows us to see things differently, in a different perspective, more expansively, when the brain waves of our home is supporting our own brain waves.
You know, that's so such an important point. We're going to talk about it when we come back from break, because I was just realizing how important that step one and step two is. And, you know, I was drawn to the fact that I love smudging things. Now, you can't take smudge in an office building that has, like, sprinkler system. Not a good idea.
Yeah.
And even in my own home, this, you know, with all the built-in smoke detectors and all of that. But I found myself putting on my calendar for Sunday is to get some beautiful sage I have from the high desert in California and smudging the outside the house. Now, I'm not sure why. I don't really have a why. It's just a feeling. It's just something about that. When we come back, I want to talk with you about how all of this ties in to that inner wisdom we have. You know, how the process that you just described, the dowsing first, how that opens up a portal. You know, one of my mentors used to say to me all the time, there is no way, not a single bit of abundance can get in for you because you're so clogged up with all this other stuff. There's got to be a way that you take care of that and then let it flow. I want to talk to you about that when we come back. We're going to take a short break, Benny. Everybody, when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, why now? Why is this such an important conversation now? What are we feeling? What freedom are we in search of? We're going to talk to Annette about that and much more, everybody. Let's take a short break, Benny. We'll be right back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and make your appointment today.
Are both your life and mission passing you by? Are you wanting to step into the bigger reason why you're here? I'm Claudia Sam, your soul connection coach and host of the Be Happy Now show. It's possible to feel good to be you and to never burn out again. Hop on a free 20-minute clarity call with me to explore what life could be like if you could just say yes to yourself without the guilt. Go to ClaudiaSamSoulCoaching.com/yes. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune in to the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dream. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified New Paradigm Multidimensional Transformation Energy Healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Annette, I know we're talking about a lot of things in the, you know, debut show that we're doing here now, and there'll be much more coming. But what's important is for people, like I have one of our callers that just sent me a text message to ask a question, that they know how to get a hold of you so that they can speak with you about how do I shift the energy? How do I make changes here? What can I do? And then we're going to talk about what's happening now, right? But how do people contact you?
So go to my website, AnnetteRegallo.com, and especially find the page Enlightened Environments. And on that page, you will have lots of wonderful information about upcoming classes. There's some downloads to meditations. There's the ebook called 8 Ways Your Home is Talking to You to start really becoming conscious of your home, the environment of your home. There's some pre-intro classes coming up. There's a link to schedule a 20-minute free consultation with me as well if you have any questions before you schedule a dowsing.
Awesome. Thank you. This question is going to fit into what you started to talk about before. It's a text message that I just got, and it's from Jana asking the question. This is a really fascinating show. Thank you, Dr. P. Can you please ask Annette, how do you get rid of the energy of people that were in your space that are not there anymore? Like your ex. Yeah, Jana, we're good. But I understand the question, right?
Yeah.
Right? It could be an ex. It could be any other person that maybe depleted your energy.
So this is something that you learn in the Diamond Dowsing class. It's part of that class. There's also a special space clearing class, a 3-week class that I'm really focusing on this deeper. But think about everything as energy. All of the emotional energy we create, all of the mental energy, all of that energy, once it's created, it stays. So it stays in that space. The person leaves and leaves their energy behind. It's like dirty laundry, right?
Yeah.
So, space clearing, I teach a space clearing class that helps people clear up that energy. I work with light frequencies. So in the inner diamond, I had 5 years of experience with the inner diamond before I even took the dowsing class and learned how to douse. So I combine the dowsing with the light frequencies of the inner diamond to transform all of that emotional energy, mental energy that has been created by others and left in a space. I've worked with realtors over the years, and this profession has what they call a divorce home. So it's interesting, and it's the same principle. So a couple does a lot of fighting. They end up getting divorced. All of that energy stays in the home. They move out, their energy stays behind. weeks, a young couple moves in or another couple moves in. 2 or 3 years later, they're divorced. Now, all of that energy adds to the energy that was there. Another couple moves in, they get divorced. So these homes become labeled as divorce homes. And it's like people don't realize that the energy created in a space affects them either positively or negatively. And I've gone into homes where there was, I remember going into this home, there was a minister, and he had this beautiful sunroom in his home. And I walked in this space, and it was like, oh my gosh, it felt so amazing and uplifting. And I'm going, what have you done in this space? He said, well, every Sunday we do a prayer service here. So it's filled with all this positive energy. And this is one of the things we need to begin to realize, so we're not, again, affected by other people's energy, or we can be uplifted by them as well, but we can clear it. And this is the space clearing class.
I love that we're talking about this, because it's so fascinating that you brought that up, because, you know, there is certain space that I love to create, which are considered, you know, sanctuary space or parts of the room for that. And, you know, I was trying to explain this to Linda. I created one room here in my new place that has both spiritual things in it and exercise equipment. And it was like, what? And I said, yeah, you know, why not? Why not have that in a room where thinking about exercise is probably not at the top of your list, but thinking about being in that space or being drawn to it is. So what you're describing for people are ideas or things that they can be mindful of, right, be aware of. You know, prayer does affect the brain. You know, there's science now that says, there are stories that says, and you were saying something about brain waves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
So we understand that we all have brain waves. Our brain waves, there's beta, alpha, theta, and delta. So different brain waves, depending on, and we could measure our own brain waves, right? So think of beta brain waves as, I know I visited with my friend Marie about this, and she came up with a really wonderful way to relate to these brain waves. So think of beta brain waves as, I'm going to go to sports. So think of ping pong.
Yeah, okay, so, that's easy.
Right? So think of ping pong and how chaotic and fast that is, right? And it's like your brain waves are just going chaotic like that, right? So you go into an alpha brain wave, and now it's tennis. So the ball is slower, there's more space. And as our brain waves go into higher brain waves, it allows more light. It's calming the brain. It's not so chaotic. So we go into theta, and now it's baseball. So there's some activity in baseball, but overall it's kind of a slower paced game. So when people watch baseball, their brain waves actually adjust to that energy of baseball, and they're going into theta.
Yeah. Wow.
And then delta, think of golf. So how many people fall asleep watching golf, right? So now it's like this really open space and relaxed, and it allows inspiration. It allows for a shift, right? So that's our own brain waves. And when we go into a space, we can begin to recognize the brain wave of a space. So a beta brainwave house or a room is going to be chaotic and cluttered, and there's no order in that space. We go into an alpha space, and there's order. There's some movement. There's some light. Theta, there's much more order. Everything moves together. It feels like very relaxing, very open. And delta, if we go into a delta space, these are our temples. These are meditation, very zen, right? So this is how we can begin to recognize the different spaces in our house as well. If there's clutter, if there's chaos, there's something there creating that brainwave, and you go into that space is now going to affect your own brainwaves. So all of a sudden you're looking for solutions, you're looking for energy, for some expansion of light or something, and it's like, boop, your brainwave shut down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's how these work together. And once you start becoming aware and really looking around your house, and the other thing we talked about, Dr. Pat, is even the things on your walls, the things that you bring in, your items. I always tell people, and I learned this myself, is I want things on my walls that I look at that I love.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Love it. And that affects our brain waves too. So everything is energy. The energy of our space, the energy that we fill our space with, it all makes a difference.
Yeah. I love that you talked about that because, you know, when we moved in here, first of all, it was very unexpected. I didn't expect to move from where I was. Been there 14 years, really didn't feel like moving. You know, moving would have been the last thing on my list in the middle of what we're growing here, right? Because that's the stability. And I so thought we weren't going to move that I went and got both of my knees done for knee replacements, right? But smack in the middle of that, something came up that I had to move. I mean, it was not even negotiable. Now, this is a longer story, but miraculously found this place from one of a friend of mine who's also a host on the network. And the process to get in here happened rather quickly. But the process for putting things on the wall was more deliberate than in any place I've ever lived. Mm-hmm. You know, and I find that what you talked about was fascinating to me because I had so many things in storage that I didn't have. And, you know, Linda was here to help me. And it was almost ritualistic to find the right places. Now, I wish I could say that, you know, we put this here and it worked and it didn't. No, we had to move it around. And I wanted to ask you about that. Because sometimes we get messages, like I almost feel like our environment talks to us sometimes. Does it? I mean, it talks to us or we get a sense of it, and we can either pay attention to that or not, correct?
Correct. Absolutely. And I'm the same way, Dr. Pat. It's like we moved in this place, and I move things around. And it's like, where does it feel right? And I almost feel like everything has a home, right? And it's like, oh, yes, that is perfect there. And it's that inner outer again, paying attention to what we do in our outer environments and how I always, I go to my heart when I'm in a space. And it's like, does my heart expand? Does my heart open? Because of that, it could be a piece, it could be art piece, it could be anything in the space or the entire space itself. Can my heart, can I be fully present in my body and my heart expand into that space? We need to be walking around with our hearts open.
Yeah.
If something is in the space that just shuts it down, stops us from being fully human, fully present.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that part of this, and I'm going to go ahead and skip the break, but I think part of this is we also know that there are places that we relate to. I think I shared a story with you the day that Linda and I decided to stop at the volcano, St. Helens here, that erupted. And, you know, apparently we showed up there and the park wasn't open, but we somehow got up there. And we both looked at each other. I mean, we saw and felt the energy of that powerful, powerful volcano, right? We saw the devastation, but we looked at each other and we said, wow, this doesn't feel good here. Now, we didn't know why. Didn't really have to know why, but we could not get out of there fast enough. And sometimes we get information like that, but we also get information about looking at the positive vibrations of things. Why is this coming up now for people? Why are we so in tune, or in tune more, I think, than we've been in a while?
So I think it's about this beautiful feminine energy that's coming in. And a lot of us are really becoming aware of the earth, the vibration of the earth. We have been so disconnected and out of balance in our relationship with Mother Earth. There are beautiful beings, elementals, that I work with as I'm clearing land, and we're really tapping into this beautiful energy and support of the earth. So what's happening, and the way I describe it, I talk about the three levels of the law of attraction. So we have a soul level that really talks about our, who we are on a soul level, the dharma that we've created, the karma that we're here to clear. There's a human law of attraction, a human level, that really focuses on our actions, our thoughts, our emotions. We've really been working on those levels. Many of us have been. And now we're ready to really tap into and understand the environmental law of attraction and how the environment, again, either supports, deletes, depletes us, and how we can really tap into the energy of our environment to really bring us into this really beautiful alignment with our soul, our humanness, and now our connection with the earth. So there is this beautiful awareness, expansion, this consciousness that's happening on this planet right now. And this is what's so exciting about the Diamond Dowsing class, of learning how to understand, tap into the energy of your environment, find out what's supporting you, what's depleting you, and how to transform the energy that's depleting you.
It is really, we're at a time now where I think we know where we've, you know, our cup is full, so to speak, and we're, you know, we're looking for ways to give ourselves some relief. And we don't look enough to our environment. You know, we don't look at maybe, I realized the other day that I love having fresh flowers in my house. Right. And I'm acutely aware when they're not. And I realized I had this really silly little notion that every week if I clean my house, even just straightening up, I would go get the flowers. But if I didn't clean my house, I wouldn't go get the flowers. And I said to myself, what the heck's up with that? You know, getting the flowers are not related to whether or not I did the laundry today. And simple things like, it's funny, isn't it? But simple things like that, I'm acutely aware of. And they make a difference in it. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that in my new place, I have a really great yard, but I have a shed over there that's got to be as old as the house. and it was not painted. It was paint was off it. And I kept saying to Linda, I got to paint it. And it didn't make sense in the scheme of everything else that had to be done. But I did have to paint it. I painted it a beautiful light blue with raspberry doors. And I realized it's in a place that no matter how I sit here and I looked out, it was just up in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit me hard. We don't always have to know why something right. hits us like that, right?
I read an article a few years ago that they're discovering that we have what they're calling neuro mirrors in our brains. So what it says is we see everything that's in our environment is mirrored back to us, and it affects us, again, negatively or positively. So what you're just describing is exactly that. So you were seeing that every day, and that shed that needed to be painted was having a negative imprint, like it was sending that message back to you, and it didn't feel good.
No, it didn't.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is where we have to. So I love, I work with color. So the inner diamond is all about color.
Wow, yeah.
Or quantum colors that I work with. Mm. So it's like, what color needs to be here? What color is making me happy? So I have a peach drape over my window in my office. I love the color gold and yellows and blues. Before I had the inner diamond, my wardrobe, my life was pretty much black, white, and red. Like that was my color palette, right? So now it's like our world is so colorful.
Yeah.
And just by bringing in colors, that it supports us in our environment as well.
It does. And, you know, for me, and I think you nailed it, we'll probably talk more about this on the next show, but, you know, I live in the most beautiful green place. When it's green, it's green. But as a result of it being so green, it's gray as well. So you have to be able to love both of that, you know, both the plush, just green nature everywhere, but at this time of year, and I realized that in the summer, probably wasn't looking at it so much. But the minute we went into fall, right, the minute things came off the trees, it was like, oh, my God. And thank you so much. I'd love to ask you to please let people know, again, how they can get a hold of you. And what's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with today?
To get a hold of me, AnnetteRigolo.com. So, yes, please visit my website. Lots of information on there. The message I would like to leave for everybody is, again, really paying attention. How do you feel in your space? Begin to be aware of the energy of your space and take a look around your space. Go into every room. How do you feel? Does it uplift you? Does it deplete you? Where do you love to spend time? So that's a little bit of homework to do before our next show.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday morning to you, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the south. Still on I-5 northbound, we have a collision at milepost 136 around 54th Avenue East. That was earlier. Good thing those DOT crews at Cape Coral have arrived on the scene. They are taking care of that situation. The two right lanes are blocked, and 54th Avenue overpass has been closed until further notice. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This time, the Mary Jane Mack Show. It's all about the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Five oil company executives are being asked to testify at a congressional hearing on gas prices. New Jersey Congressman Frank Pallone Jr. wants answers on why prices are so high. The House Energy and Commerce Committee chair says he fears the oil and gas industry is taking advantage of the Russia-Ukraine crisis. The Irish Prime Minister is being praised by President Biden. He said Prime Minister Micheál Martin's support of sanctions against Russia is very important because the sanctions are affecting Ireland. An active shooter situation is being investigated at a Target store in Cincinnati, Ohio. Police say the shooter is inside the store. However, there's no word yet on specific injuries. Governor Kathy Hochul is getting behind New York's humanitarian efforts for Ukraine. Liz Warner reports.
The governor in a Yonkers warehouse today where the Afia Foundation and the Greater New York Hospital Association have now collected more than 100,000 pounds of emergency medical supplies. Some 200 pallets of items, including surgical packs, stretchers, emergency hospital beds, and first aid supplies, will be shipped this week to Ukraine. Noting New York State has the largest Ukrainian population in the nation, the governor said aid and critical shipments like these will continue as the state ramps up its efforts to help those in need.
A court order is not stopping the state of Texas from launching child abuse investigations against families of transgender children. Attorney Shelley Skeen with Lambda Legal says they're being forced to go back to court today to demand emergency clarification.
There's no reason the government should be intruding itself into the decisions that families are making to ensure that their kids are happy and healthy.
She says when the court issued a restraining order last week, it should force the state to go back in time to when these type of investigations were not allowed. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott, who continue to condone the child abuse claims, are both in heated re-election campaigns. Minneapolis public school teachers are expected to picket again as the strike enters day 10. The union's sticking points are pay increases and class size. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
COVID-19 remains a serious hazard in the workplace. Continue wearing face coverings in indoor spaces that are accessible to the public and wash your hands often. If you feel sick, notify your supervisor. Stay home and follow quarantine guidelines. If you contract coronavirus at work, you may qualify for workers' compensation, including medical care and other benefits. For more information, call the Department of Labor and Industries at 1-800-547-8367.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday and for your St. Patrick's Day. Mostly cloudy skies with the rain at times today. High temperatures around 49 and 50 degrees. Tonight, clouds and light showers will hang around when temperatures drop down to about 4. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and rain expected. High temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s, with overnight temperatures in the low to mid 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's a perfect time with everything that's going on and things are calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
The Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane. For those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. However, you do not need to live in the state of Washington to become a client, as we have clients all over the United States, including Europe. Mary Jane does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is muscle test the body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, gets into your body, repairs it, and brings your body back into balance. When your body is back into balance, you're happy, you feel good, and life is a good thing to live. Especially these days, we have a lot of stress. And today we're talking a little bit about everything. Last month, we went over some basics. We got a lot of feedback. A lot of our client said, oh, I forgot all about that. That was a good reminder. So today we're just going to talk a little bit about everything. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, which I say, use this to your advantage. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819 and ask Mary Jane your questions. It could be about yourself, a family member, a pet. She's even been delving into people who are trying to sell their house, can't sell their house. So she's actually helped a lot of people figure out why the house wasn't selling. And then it sold all of a sudden. So let's take advantage of her gift. And with that, here's my mom.
Hey, Nancy. Thank you. And happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Oh, my God. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I got to have green on. If I didn't have green on, I'd probably be fired. But
I'm 100% Irish.
My father was not. My dad is 100% Polish. So I come from a split household. But it's always a lot of fun on St. Patrick's Day. We're all Irish today.
Exactly. So it's a fun day and a fun time. And we're, you know, after the feedback from the last show, I thought Nancy and I talked about it. We said, you know, we talk about all this all the time. I bet everybody's tired of it. And then the thing we just happened to hit on, so many people, regular clients that listen to the show all the time and who have been on the schedule regularly for years, said, you know, I used to do that all the time. And I don't know what happened, but I forgot about it. Especially during COVID, when I start going out, like putting lemon in the water and just some simple things. She said it was such a great reminder. So we thought about other things that are great reminders. And again, we have people come in the office. And sometimes it's a mystery. They have one little thing that still keeps hanging on, and you're trying to be the detective and find out what is it. Well, it's that same old question that sometimes I forget to ask because I think everybody knows. Yeah. Like, do you use a microwave? Oh, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Like every day to warm up my coffee, or I do something quick. And my wife tells me not to do it, who is also a client. And he says, it won't hurt me. And it gives you a toxic stomach. And if you have something that's not getting better and you're still microwaving, stop doing it. And a convection oven, a lot of microwaves have the convection oven in it. That's much better, much healthier, and the food tastes even better in it.
Well, so, microwave your food, you're just killing all the good stuff, all the nutrients out of it. And I think it is funny because our clients do say, oh, it's just like Mary Jane said, I just heat up my coffee or I just heat up leftovers. Well, what's the point? You're killing all the, you know, good nutrients out of that food and then putting it in your body, which is creating a problem. So I always tell
it creates bacteria. And I had another call yesterday, as a matter of fact, from a gal. And she had an issue, and she wasn't sure. It was like in her pelvic area, and wasn't sure if it was her hormones or what. Well, it happened to be her bladder. And the first thing I asked her, because she's a regular client, she's always right on, really good. And I said, do you microwave? She said, well, I have been lately. And she said, that's really interesting because we have a new puppy, and we give the puppy fresh food. But it's in the refrigerator, so I've been warming it up in the microwave. And she said, and it's interesting you mentioned that because the puppy's had diarrhea constantly. And I said, well, there's your problem. I said, just put it in a plastic bag, put it in warm water and warm it up. You know, you just let it sit out. She said, oh, duh, I never thought of that. And so it's like an easy solution, and that's why she had a bladder issue because she was microwaving. So it's a simple solution, but if you forget to ask the question and people just go along thinking it's all okay and don't think about it, a lot of my clients, when I talk about the microwave, I tell them they just have to get rid of it if it's a portable one. And they'll go home and just get rid of it and go get a small convection oven because that just works better and it's easier, and then they have no
toxic stomach.
Yeah. When you get bacteria in your stomach, what happens is it's a toxic stomach. That bacteria goes up to your lungs, it causes breathing issues. And like this gal said, her little dog is like, with another client, the dog had breathing problems. And they not only had that issue, but they had toxins in their house. So it's such a simple solution, but when you're not finding out what, you've got an issue that's ongoing, you've got to look in your environment. And that's why Nancy and I are going to talk a little bit about everything. And last time we covered a lot of things in your food and eating. And we're going to talk about your house today and the basics of what's going on in your house. For example, we did a remodel, and we didn't get, it was done in November, but we had to put off the vent cleaning till just last week. And we got our vents cleaned and the dryer vent cleaned. And when the guy was done, really nice young fella, he said that the vents were really pretty bad. And you could tell we did a remodel because there was a lot of stuff in there. And also the dryer vent had two big clogs in it. So, and it's like sometimes at night if they're going to think about that dryer, because, you know, that could start a fire. And so he got that cleaned out good. He said it should be good for years now. So it's something that's really important. The other thing we noticed, our dryer takes a long time to dry. And that's because it can't vent out. And so now it's, you know, just having that done, it's improved that dramatically. So those are safety things. And as far as the vents, you know, when you have all that dust and dirt in your vents, and often people will say, well, I have a new house. Well, your house is probably worse than the average house, because the new house, what happens is when they're doing that construction, those vents aren't covered, and all that dust and stuff goes down there. They don't think about that. So even if you have a new house, you could check with your contractor, but it's probably a good thing to get your vents cleaned right at the start.
Before you actually move in.
Before you move in, yeah, and then you know where you're at, because, you know, everybody thinks when they move in, same with drains, you know, cleaning your drains. Well, I got a new house. Doesn't matter if you got a new house. It's what goes down those drains and how long it's sitting there and where your house is located. Like with the drains, if you live near water or on water, your drains are always going to be worse, and you're going to have to do them more often because of the back of the water.
Why is that?
Because you live close to the water, and the water seeps under the ground. So anytime there's water around or near, you're talking about mold, mildew. You're talking about when you breathe in those gases from that. That causes kidney issues, a toxic stomach. Those are people that have a lot of skin issues, asthma, breathing problems, bladder issues all the time, incontinence. But you never know, you know, there's so much pollution. That adds to your issue, the pollution from the water. People think, oh, you know, I go fishing, get fish, and I'm eating that fish. Well, dear Lord, if you thought about what you're eating from the toxic water, you may not eat that fish. Because I score everything. And you have to know exactly what you're doing. Just because it's fresh and swimming in the water doesn't mean it's good. So,
it's always kind of scary when you look at the water and see what color the water is and people fishing and going.
Well, today it's just not. You know, everything's changed. Everything has changed. So you just have to go along with that and do the best you can. And, you know, Alaskan stuff is usually better, fresh stuff from Alaska. So you just have to use common sense and, of course, not farm raised. Yeah. So that's the big thing is the air you breathe. And then another thing, while we're talking about air and kidney and talk about those people with CPAP machines at nighttime. You put your breathing machine on. Well, those breathing machines, you know, they've got the hoses, and so they need to be cleaned thoroughly and probably at least once a week, because I've had several clients that have those, and they've had a lot of bladder issues, a lot of lung issues, a lot of sinus, major sinus. Because when you're breathing in moisture and there's mold, there's mildew in there, you're breathing that in, and that's in your sinuses. That's one bad thing, but now that goes to your brain. And when I go to these seminars and they talk about brain issues and people that have some things going on, one of the most common things they find people do a nasal smear is mold and mildew in their sinuses. And when I heard that, I thought, that's exactly why I talk about the drains all the time. It's exactly why I talk about your house and your environment and the breathing machine. All those things, you're just delivering more mold and mildew and breathing it in. So by doing the drains and some of the things we talk about, you're preventing that. And they talk about, I mean, these guys are like the top neurologists in the country. That is a major issue with people and young people, which starts to affect foggy brain, tired, can't think clear, a lot of other issues.
All right, with that, we're going to take a short break, Mary Jane. You're listening to Mary Jane Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
How do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit SabrinaIsWRIGHT.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working towards your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the mud.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Mary Jane Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane. And it's you don't know about Mary Jane. She's a holistic intuitive, and today we're talking a little bit about everything. Just kind of going over some basics as last month we did, and we got great feedback from our clients who said, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that too. So it's just kind of like a reminder for everybody. And before we went on break, Mary Jane was talking about the air we breathe and CPAP machines and making sure those get cleaned as they are collectors of mold and mildew. Is that correct?
Exactly. And people, you know, there's people out there on oxygen. And if you're on oxygen part of the time and you take off, because most oxygen, there's an oxygen machine with a long hose, and then there's people that wear the cannula all the time, and they might take it off occasionally. Well, those cannulas have to be, or the hoses have to be replaced once in a while because they collect moisture. And say you take it off or turn it off for a while, that moisture is sitting in there, and that creates mold. So if you've got, you're on oxygen, you're coughing, you have a little breathing problem, think about your system and what you're using, and clean it up. Just look at it, everything that you use every day, and you take it for granted, and things don't stay clean forever. You have to replace things.
Well, when we just came out of the pandemic, where we were all told to wash our hands, disinfect, you know, disinfect the light switches, clean. I mean, I can remember going to the store saying every hour, on the hour, it's time to, you know, do our disinfecting. And those are things that we don't think about, you know, oxygen tubes, CPAP machines, your drains, your vents. I mean, I bet if we were to ask somebody, when was the last time you got your vents cleaned? That would be a good question to ask. I wonder when people have gotten their vents cleaned. So,
and I also had a client this past week that said, I suppose mold and mildew could be a problem, right? If I'm around it. And I said, well, are you? He said, oh, yeah, my windowsills in my apartment get moldy all the time, and I have to clean it. I said, that's really bad. You have to really clean it good, and then you have to have a good air machine that's going to get rid of the mold that's in the air. Otherwise, it just keeps adding to your issue and your problem. You can't live in a moldy environment and think you're going to be healthy. It's not going to work.
Yeah. That mold around the windowsill looks pretty bad. But there's a lot of people who are experiencing mold recently, so... You know, yeah.
Well, the mold here, it's because of the moisture. There's so much moisture. And then, or if a room is closed up, these were people even on the East Coast with the mold. When you got a room that's closed up and not ventilated and full of stuff, you know, and moist, again, that's that moisture, it's going to collect mold. Or if you live in an area where the soil doesn't drain, you don't have to be near water. It could be the soil doesn't drain. You can live in clay soil, and then that moisture sits there or sits under your house, and then it comes up, and then that creates a problem on the floor of your house. There's so many things that you look for that when things, just take a walk through your house and look under things, look at things, especially if you live in an area like here. I know in the Lake Hills area, that's clay soil, and a lot of those houses have moisture under them. They all have sump pumps. And that when you have that, you're going to have mold. And then you move something in your closet on the floor, and it's moldy, that's going to cause you to have issues with your own health. So things to look at. So there's so many things. I'm thinking, Nancy, the refrigerator. Oh, my gosh, the refrigerator is a big one. When did you clean your refrigerator last? You know, you need to take everything out and clean it and sanitize it. And the other thing is get rid of stuff that's been there very long, because if it's in there very long, it's not any good. You know, I score everything and think, give yourself a time limit on stuff. Yeah, some things will last a long time, but, you know, if you've had a salad dressing that's open for 6 months, it's probably not very good. So keep up on those things. Keep your house, your food fresh so you're not eating old stuff. I know in my house, if I left that in my refrigerator, my husband would eat it, because he's from the don't waste anything and that it's still got to be okay. So I go through things and make sure that they're not there very long, so he doesn't get into trouble. He would still think about it and ask, but most of the time he thinks everything lasts forever. Is that right, Nancy?
That's true. Well, we have yesterday, the same mindset. You don't waste anything, and you always eat the old food. And I said, you eat it until you get really sick and get food poisoning, and then you'll have to think about it again. And Mom always says, leftovers are good for 3 days. If you're not going to eat it, either put it in the freezer or after that third day, pitch it. It goes in the garbage. That's it.
Yeah.
So just be mindful. I mean, it's a simple thing. If it's there a week and it still hasn't formed anything on it, it's not good. It's dead.
It's dead. It's still, you could eat it, but I score everything. And if it's 7 or better, it's good. When it gets to a 6, it's not any good. That's what clogs up your liver and your gallbladder.
So now when you create blood in the gallbladder, which you often talk about.
Yeah. So now you're going to get into trouble because it's negative to the body. It slows the body down is what it does. So when it slows the body down and it's moving through that gallbladder and liver, it's not moving, you know, your body's not really moving it. And now things get clogged up and sluggish, and then you get into trouble. And then you get bladder issues from that, but especially gallbladder and bile duct issues.
You get the bloating, the uncomfortableness, so there's a lot that goes along with the gallbladder and the bile duct. That old food, I am one who does not eat old food. I'm very particular.
Oh, yeah, she's beyond. She'll never eat anything old. And then for your kids' room, you know, and even your dog's toys. You know, some of you got tons of toys for those dogs, and they will play with certain ones for a while, then the rest could be pretty dirty. You need to throw them in the wash machine and wash them. And either they work, or they squeak, or they don't squeak, but they're not good if they're dirty and they're playing with it. And it's the same thing with kids' toys. Kids' toys, stuffed animals, throw them in the dryer once in a while, especially now with allergies coming up. Kids with allergies, it's like, think about the dust that those stuffed animals collect and what else is going on in the kids' room that's sitting around. So you want to take everything, even the bedding, and throw it in the dryer once in a while and sanitize it and freshen it up and get rid of the dust. And that makes a huge difference, especially if you have allergies. And allergies have a lot to do with the bladder and the kidney and, again, the drains. That all has a lot to do with allergies and the toxic stomach. So it's not just always like hay fever here. It's like, what's really causing that down below? So that's what we look for.
Yep. I think she was probably looking at me when she was talking about dog toys. My dog has several
baskets.
Baskets full of toys. But he loves his toys and sanitizes them.
No, they have to be clean. If they're dirty, they're not good for the dog either. But we do throw them in the dryer, but you got to go through them once in a while and either wash them or get rid of them. That's it. I mean, you wouldn't let your kid play with a dirty toy, and the dog is the same thing. Even though they eat stuff when they go out, you want to try and keep them as healthy as they can be.
Keeps their environment fresh and clean. So, and that comes to when you're washing your hardwood floors, make sure you're not using any kind of toxic chemicals because your four-legged furry family members are walking on that, and that's getting absorbed into their pads and their feet. So you have to be careful about what you're using as far as cleaning products within your house as well.
Yeah, like that Febreze or the carpet fresh stuff you throw on the carpet, those are all chemicals. Then all these things that make your hardwood floors look better and shiny, they're chemicals. So if you have dogs or you're walking in your bare feet, that's an issue. Or cats.
Or children crawling around on the floor.
Because then they put their hands in their mouth or lift their paws, and then they have, they're toxic. So, and the other thing is really be careful what kind of chemicals you use. I mean, besides cleaning, it's springtime now, so everybody gets out and they're working in the yard. If you're using heavy-duty chemicals, that's a major issue because that really depletes your health totally. There are products that are more natural. I'm not going to advertise them, but there's like Cedarside. It's a company that's got natural cedar products. And I can spray my yard in the spring and then again maybe once in the summer. And it's, I give it gnats and all those little tiny bugs, but it's healthy and natural. And it doesn't bother the animals.
Yeah, safe for the dogs, safe for the kids. Okay, with that, time for us to start, right? You're listening to Radio Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
I don't want to get up, baby, let's turn off the phone. I don't want to go to work today or even put my makeup on.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Yeah, okay. Are we back? Sorry, everyone. I missed the music right then that we're talking. Welcome back to Mary Jane Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm going to call us Nancy. We're here with Mary Jane. We got Benny in the studio. And today we're just talking about a bunch of basics, kind of giving everybody reminders, household tips. We've talked about cleaning your drains. We've talked about, hey, when's the last time you got your vents cleaned at your house, your refrigerator, just all different kinds of things. So
your electrical surge protectors, very important. Go through your house and check your lamps, things that you've had a long time. You know, people think those things last forever, but the cord can get dry and frayed, especially sometimes they're kinked and rolled up, and then they really break. So look at those things, and if they are, especially in the bedroom, if you're not sleeping well, often it can be lamps that have electricity that are leaking from the cord, or you've got surge protectors that are old. Those don't last forever either. You got to replace them once in a while. And so it's like clean up things, Look at what you got. You're not sleeping. Look around your room. If you have too many electronics near your bed, that can keep you from sleeping. So the electronics, like a radio, should be at the other side of the room. Speaking of electronics, my husband went out to the, he has a new radio, new iPhone, and he hasn't been, it's new. So he went out and he was walking quite a bit. And when he came home, he said, oh my gosh, he said, I can hardly walk. What's wrong with my legs? And I went to test him and I went behind him and he had his phone in his pocket. And I said, you can't have this in your pocket. And he said, well, I didn't. I had it in my shirt. He didn't have it over his heart, but he had it on his right side. Well, the phone, when I tested it, his whole body was a 3. So he can't wear the phone. You know, when it was a smaller phone, we'd put it in a leather case, and the leather case would protect him from the what's in the cell phone, from the EMFs. And so that's a major issue, especially with the cell phones that are stronger now, the 5Gs. So think about if you're wearing those, they should never be over their heart. A client of mine said, oh, I only put it there once in a while. And it doesn't matter if it's once in a while. It depletes your energy. Your energy, heart energy should be a 12 to a 15. When my husband came home, he was a 3, and he could hardly walk. Because it affects your bladder, which affects your legs. And so it's something to pay attention to, especially if you already have some health issues. Then you could be even worse. So you got to figure out a different way to handle, like women put it in their purse. So that helps quite a bit.
Although I will say, I've seen a lot of women who have purses, but that phone is always in their back pocket. Yeah, women keep it in their back pocket.
Well, if they put it in their back pocket, they're going to have hip issues and they're going to have knee issues. They're going to have right-sided issues. It's going to affect them. So, and I know I see a lot of people with women with it in their pocket. Men too, but men tend to want to put it in their shirt pocket, which is even worse.
And
what we used to do with the phones is put them in a leather case. Like the guys would wear them on their belts and they would protect them and they would be strong with that. So it's about finding the right, and there are different cases that have that protection. So it's a matter of getting something and being aware of that, especially if you notice you're more tired, especially with the phone and you've got the phone on you all the time. And the phone at nighttime, if you got it near you, that's an issue too. That's a sleep issue. You turn your phone off at night or put it in another room.
But they also say you should stay off your phone and your tablet at least 1 hour before you go to bed. No electronic devices, because that, I guess, it stimulates your brain and you need that time to decompress and calm everything down. So.
Well, and that's the thing with BrainTap. If the phone can really affect your brain and your brain cells. So it's a major issue with what's going on in your nervous system. It affects your nervous system and wipes your nervous system out. So everything, there's so many electronics now, no matter where you go, you just have to be more aware of that and do things to protect yourself. Like I always wear my Claris pendant. I've had this since 95, and I wear it all the time, which protects you like what outside.
Well, get your finger off. There you go.
And there are other types of pendants like that are really good. You just have to know, make sure that what you get is working, because there's a lot of different companies out there. And there's crystals. A lot of people wear crystals to keep their energy balanced. Well, if you wear a crystal, you got to make sure you wash it, because you just wash it with a little soap and water. And then rinse it, or put it in the sun. But those crystals will absorb energy, negative energy, and then they pull your energy down instead of up. So just wash them once in a while.
Kind of like your dream.
It's like everything. You take for granted. You get something and it's good, and you think it's going to be good forever. Well, that's not not usual, not usual. And everything what Nancy and I talk about now is about your brain. It's about keeping your brain healthy. And that's why we started using new technology, the brain tap and the Resonex. It's like we could tell you all these things to do. I could work on you and give you nutrition to get your body healthy. The stress today is so huge on your body that it's very difficult to get out of that without tools and technology. And when you use technology, when I go to these meetings and I'm with the top people in the country, and they talk about the technology that works and is very effective, and a lot of them are working with brain injury people or trauma, or kids with trauma or autism, any type of brain injury, kids that are born with like dyslexia, any of those things. When you use technology now to improve the nervous system, then it can change those things because it opens different pathways to your brain. And without that, your brain has the exact same pathways. You keep repeating the same thing over and over again, and you don't get quite where you want to go. You get stuck. And we've been using the brain tap now for a year and a half.
I love my brain tap. I can't say enough about it. It's for one thing, to do one session, you actually can feel, you don't even feel your body. You become so relaxed that stress is gone from your body. And it's just an amazing feeling. I don't dream very much at all anymore. And that kind of irritated me. But there's a sleep program on the brain tap and there's different meditations. So there was one about dreaming. So I did it the other night. And then I did another brain tap after that, which was beats and tones for your brain to calm your brain down. Get peaceful. That was the first time I dreamt that night. I didn't remember everything, but I had little spurts of dreams. So it was like an aha moment. I'm getting chills now that I can dream. I was blocked, but now by listening to the brain tap and doing different programs, I'm starting to dream now at night. And they're not nightmares, where you have people chasing you and you're going to, but they're pleasant dreams. But I'm a true believer in that brain tap. I absolutely love my brain tap. It has saved me on numerous occasions just to calm me down and get centered again. So fans of brain tap. It's a no-brainer. You put it on, you meditate for 20 minutes, and you wake up, and it's like you can feel better.
Totally. But the science of the brain tap is so phenomenal. What they do with that brain tap, like these neurologists, chiropractors, working with all these trauma, they have the brain tap on every person with, they also use the Resonex, which we also recommend, and they have all this technology to wake the brain up. And they do that over and over and over repeatedly with these people. And with, like, normally, like when you're stressed, most people need to use the brain tap two or three times a day. If you have like a little trauma, you definitely have to use it three times a day. And with the stress there is today, you have to use it two times. If you want to rebuild those brain cells, and when people say, well, I don't have time. Well, if you don't have time to improve your brain cells, even if you fall asleep with it on, you're
still getting the benefit of what's being said. And I like that too. I don't have time. Well, there's a wake-up session where most of the programs are going to be 10, 15 minutes. So you can't find 10 minutes out of your morning to put that headset on and do a quick get yourself ready for the day. There's a problem. And then
that's the wake-up one. The others can be anywhere from 20 to 30. Some sleep ones are a little bit longer. But they're all... They're all great, and they're all, again, for your nervous system. It's to change and improve you so you can get what you want in life. So you stop doing the same thing. It's like you create your reality. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? How do you want to live? And it works.
It does work. Well, I haven't done all the programs, but I did one the other night. I can't remember what it was called, but it was just music, getting Zen summoned. Oh, my God. It was phenomenal. I mean, I was out within minutes. And I've been having problems sleeping. I know, I'm not sure why, but the interesting thing is a lot of our clients are having problems sleeping. So, I don't know, something might be going on in the universe with the
With everything.
But it is, put that brain cap on, I am out within minutes. Although there have been times when I put it on and I want to rip it off my head just because it's like I'm a little bit too. So I just go back to something short, sweet, get it taken care of, and I'm good to go again. But
yeah, when you can't handle it, you're in the wrong program. Your brain is like in overdrive, and you got to do, sometimes just go to the 10-minute ones and slow it down.
Slow it down and bring it back, bring it in. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Radio Maxwell on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Greenberry Hope. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareen and her services as a holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KareenBierfeld.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. God of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I've seen those bubbles pop up like you're texting when they disappear.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Maxwell Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everyone. Today we're talking a little bit about everything. Kind of going over the basics, things that you can do, look for within your home, get things cleaned up. As we know, spring is coming, so that's what we're talking about today, Mary Jane.
We talked a little bit about the technology we use now and about the brain cap. And these are things that I recommend that make a difference in your life and can totally change your life. These are life-changing devices. They're not just a gadget.
And we talked about the Resimex.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the Resimex. This is developed by Sherrick Peck out of Utah. It's a vibrational tool that actually works on the body and creates, there's different settings to it, and it creates different vibrations, like some are waves, some get the energy in to wake up the body, some can be just a little stronger to stimulate the body, and it all depends on what's going on with you. And they use these for, again, they've had Sherrick come to their clinics, these doctors who work with the most difficult people, and once they added the Resimex, it even improved their results. People began walking sooner, and there's videos of this. People, when they would take the Resimex on the arm and create the, you scrub the whole body with it. It's got wings, and you rub your whole body with it. And it's waking up your body so your brain knows that that part of your body is still there. And it's all about your brain. And the more you wake up your body, the more your brain can change.
And they
had this taped on the arm. This comes off, and you could use it just directly, like on your neck, different places. And they had this taped on the guy was a paraplegic. He was in a wheelchair. And they had been working with him. And the goal was to get him to be able to use his hand so he could use a motorized wheelchair because of his injury. They put this on, and within a short time, he was opening and closing his fingers. And the guy the doctor said he had never smiled before. And he had this smile on his face because now he had hope. He had hope. And that's what this technology does. It gives you hope. If you have a migraine headache, you use the Resimex. There's places you use it in your mouth. And Sherrick has great videos on YouTube that explain exactly how to do it. And so with this, when you do it, you can get rid of a migraine headache after one time. You have to keep using it for 4 to 6 weeks to change your brain and retrain it. But you could use it, scrub your whole body for 12 minutes a day and be done. You could do it an hour if you want. There's no time limit. People who are real sensitive can't do it that long. But I've seen dramatic results with one of my clients does it for 14 minutes. Every morning he said, I get up, scrub, I scrub my head, my mouth, and it goes. Well, 3 weeks ago, this guy could hardly stay awake. And he works 80 hours a week. And when I talked to him a week ago, he looked like a different person. He was awake, he was laughing, he was joking, and that's just the beginning for him. He had a lot of trauma and some post-traumatic stress things going on, but if you don't do something with technology to change that, you know, it's something that's this easy without going to one of these, the neurologists to do it. Of course, they can do it if you find the right people, but most of them you got to go out of town and stay there for weeks or days. I mean, a long time.
So just that scrubbing your body. So I have a dog, Paddington, Golden Retriever, and he needs to have his feet touched. He just doesn't like to have his feet touched. So I got the Resimex out, and I do from his head to his tail, did that. And then all of a sudden he laid down, and now I scrub Paddington's body every day and his feet. He loves it. He's snoring within minutes. And then after I get the whole thing done, I'll say, all right, stand up, turn over, we're going to do the other side. He gets up, he flops over, and he's out like a light. He loves the Resimex. So that helps his nervous system too.
And he heard thunder the other day, and he was really getting all nervous and excited. And I started the Resimex on him right away, and it calmed him down. I had to do it a few times. But normally, he goes crazy with that stuff, and we have to give him some nutrition to calm him down. but the Resimex really worked with that. Works on horses. We carry the brain cap here in our office, and we carry the Resimex. And the Resimex also you could get online at Resimex.com. And if you put in my code, they'll know where you heard about it. You could put MJM in there. And, yeah, Sherrick's a great guy. Great guy. He's humble, and he's God has given him all this intuition. He learned about most of this at night in his dreams. He was sent messages or told these things, how to do it. And that over many years, and he had strokes and all kinds of major injuries, broken neck, was paralyzed, and he couldn't walk. And it was through the different vibrational tools that he started trying to invent and that he came up with this, and he's perfectly healthy today.
Great guy. He was our guest on our show in December. And we also had Dr. Patrick Porter, who is the founder of creator and founder of BrainTap. So if you happen to miss those shows, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com and go to the archives and listen to Sherrick himself and or Dr. Patrick Porter. So, but yeah, I'm a fan of the Resimex too. I'll do my brain tap and then I'll lay on my Resimex in the back. I'll put it behind my shoulders or I'll put it lower back by my hip.
Yeah, it's for pain. It's for injuries. If you have trauma, you remember if you had a broken ankle or something, that part of your body is disconnected from your brain. So the idea of that is to rub, scrape, and rub. You do your whole body, but especially that area. And it increases circulation, increases nerve conduction to your brain, and then you heal faster and you get better faster. It's like so much fun to see the difference. Any mouth or injuries, any cranial nerve problems, TMJ, this is the solution to those things because it actually goes in, relaxes those muscles, stops that pain interrupts the pain. Because it's not connected and relaxes the muscles. You even put it in your mouth, inside your neck, that takes care of everything in the back of your throat. So.
Yeah, it's a wonderful tool. And what did Sherrick tell you when you used the Resimex, what you should think of is be grateful.
Gratitude. Even that all these doctors, the neurologists, these great doctors, I can't tell you how brilliant they are. When they have people use this, that you think of what you're grateful for. When you think of what you're grateful for, the results are dramatically improved. Dramatically.
It changes things within your body. So I mean,
it changes your nervous system and your brain. It's like dramatic improvement. And a lot of guys have all this technology that shows all that, how it works. They have scans and different things. So it's very scientifically proven what it actually does to your brain. Yeah.
But I think we all need to find things that we're grateful for anyway on a daily basis. And it can be the smallest of things. It can be, you know, somebody opened the door, the sun is out, you know, the birds are singing.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, but you should think of three things you're grateful for at least once a day.
Yeah.
We have to wrap it up. Mary Jane, do you have any final messages?
Yeah, we have all these tips for you. We ask you, you know, it'd be good to listen to the other shows when you get a chance. But it's about just take a look around, and we want you to be the healthiest you could be. So we're giving you the basics, and we're giving you tools. And when we give you the package deal, that's when you have great results. So look at all these things. Look at the value of them. Take your life a step further to being the best you can be in every way. And we look forward to hearing from you. And give us a call, and if you'll give us our number out.
If you'd like to call my office, it's 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. We can book you a phone with Mary Jane. If you're interested in a Resimex or a brain tap, we have got them here. I'd like to thank everybody for listening. This is Mary Jane Mack Show. Time for us to leave. I hope everybody has a fabulous St. Patrick's Day, and we'll catch you all next month on the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day, people.
service, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 11.